Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Lawnview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
Are you the type of person who drives your car or your truck down to the last few drops of gasoline before you decide to fill up? Are you that type of person? Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that I am that type of person to do that. And for me, it's kind of like an adventure. Yeah, it's adventure for people with boring lives, right? It adds just a little bit of excitement. Driving a long distance while low on fuel, though, can have some serious consequences. No one at all wants to be that person who finds themselves sitting on the side of the road waiting for a friend or waiting for the tow truck to bail you out because you weren't wise enough to fill up your tank to make your journey complete. Now, back in the days when I was driving quite a bit, back and forth to my job in Columbus, there were times when I would have to decide whether or not to fill up my tank before I hit the road. And on many of those days, I felt pretty confident. I knew my car. I knew how far I could get based on where the gas gauge was in my vehicle. And I knew where all the gas stations were on all the different routes in cases I needed to bail out and fuel up. And on those days when I was really confident, I'd hold my breath and I'd just keep going. But my confidence would always, always start to fade when the low fuel light on my vehicle dashboard glowed. When it started flashing on my dashboard, my confidence started going, and I started to worry. Now, fortunately, I have been able to make it to the next gas station consistently over the years, but I'll be really honest, there have been some close calls. And what I found is that there is a correlation, there is a relationship between my confidence level that I'll reach my destination and the fuel gauge in my vehicle. When my tank is full, my confidence level is very high that I'm going to make it to where I'm trying to go. My confidence level is through the roof. But when my tank is empty or getting close to empty and I find myself running on fumes, I find that doubt and anxiety and fear start making me anxious and my confidence level goes down as my fuel gauge goes towards E. Today, I want to talk to you about this whole concept of confidence. I want to talk to you about confidence this morning. If you have no confidence, you really have no way of maintaining any adequate level of resiliency in your life. If you were here with us last week, you'll recall that we started a new series, and I'm calling it Bouncing Back. We started this new series and it's aimed at helping us all make it through this long and challenging season that we're finding ourselves in. 2020 was tough, but 2021 seems like it is going to be filled with some additional challenges and additional tough times in front of us. The pandemic, the economic strains, the political turmoil, the physical issues that people are having, experiencing unexpected deaths, it has so many of us on edge. And it has so many of us, if we're really honest about it, we're on the ropes. We're just on the ropes physically, emotionally, mentally, even on the ropes spiritually during very challenging period in our lives. One of the keys to being able to endure, one of the keys to being able to get through challenging times, to be able to persevere, is to intentionally build resiliency into our lives. Resiliency is simply the ability to bounce back when we're dealt an unexpected setback in our lives. Last week, we likened resiliency to a bungee jumping rope. And Amy Peterson allowed me to show you the video last week of her bungee jumping when she was in Europe last year. bungee jumping, resiliency. The resiliency of a bungee jumping rope is its ability to bounce back under strain. And we talked about how in order to build resiliency or the ability to bounce back in our lives, what I found is we need to start examining the level of confidence that we have every day. For followers of Jesus, there's one major thing that undercuts our ability to have confidence and therefore a growing ability to be resilient in our lives, to be able to bounce back. And that one thing that can sap us of our confidence is a three-letter word called sin. Three-letter word called sin. If you'll turn to Hebrews chapter 10 this morning, you're probably already there. You'll find that we're reminded that our confidence is connected to the great hope we have in the great sacrifice that Christ made for you and I on the cross at Calvary. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, we see these words. We have confidence. We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. Do you see it right there? Right there on the pages of your Bible this morning. Our confidence level is connected as followers of Jesus to the blood of Jesus Christ. But this passage, it points out that our confidence is connected to the blood of Jesus Christ. But this reminder of our confidence being connected to the blood of Jesus, it also comes with a warning. And with this warning, just like the low fuel warning in my vehicle, it should cause us to pause and evaluate this morning. We find this warning a bit further down in Hebrews. So if you go further down and you get your finger to verse 26 in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. Now, our confidence is connected to the blood of Jesus Christ, but it says in verse 26, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. And in other words, it says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we've accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, our confidence level is going to plummet. It's going to nosedive. Verse 28, it says, anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man or a woman deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? This warning gets even steeper as we kind of scroll down further to verse 31. The Hebrews writer says, it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Low confidence level there. But it comes with a word of hope. If you scroll down further to verse 35, the writer says, just reminding them here, hey, your blood, the blood of Jesus is related to your confidence. If you keep on deliberately sinning, your confidence level is going to go down. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And in verse 35, so do not throw away your confidence because it will be richly rewarded. When we choose sin over grace, we reveal that we have more faith in sin than we have of fear in the consequences. When we choose sin over grace, we reveal we have more faith in temporary pleasures of this world than we do in the riches that await us in eternity. That's called shortchanging ourselves, kind of like Esau did with Jacob when he traded the cup of soup for his birthright. When we choose sin over grace, we reveal that we'd rather reject God then embrace the lifeline that he's tossing out to us through Christ. It's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. When we choose sin over grace, we actually shut the door on any hope for redemption. We shut the door on any confidence that we can have that we might be saved. No going back. No gas stations around to fill up. Only emptiness. Stranded. Stuck. Defeated. Now, as I have studied Hebrews chapter 10 over the past couple of weeks, I've studied different points of view on this passage, and I've discovered there's a difference between backsliding and defiantly turning one's back on God. To defiantly turn one's back on God is really to declare, okay, I've evaluated what the Bible says Jesus has done for me, and I don't believe in it. I simply don't buy it. In this defiant state, a person simply rejects the law, rejects the cross, rejects God. In this defiance, humanity simply chooses to go its own way after accepting Jesus at one point in time. So that's one point of view on how to interpret this scripture. Another point of view on how to interpret this scripture that I've read in many commentaries is focused on this concept of backsliding. To backslide is to lose traction. To backslide is to lose focus on the cross of Jesus Christ. There's a desire to move forward in Christ, but the weight of our selfishness and the weight of our sinfulness and the weight of our self-centeredness pulls us back. I think many people misread these verses at some time in Hebrews chapter 10, and they actually lose any ability to bounce back because they incorrectly disqualify themselves from God's grace. They say, man, I messed up. I was saved, but I messed up. I made a mistake. I'm doomed. I give up. That's kind of what some people do at times in their faith walk. And they surrender to the lies of the enemy and rather than pressing forward in a potential relationship with Christ. The desire is there to go forward, but they feel like they've disqualified themselves by making a mistake. When in reality, sometimes, church, our mistakes after we're saved, sometimes our missteps, sometimes our miscalculations that we make that lead to sin, they're really simply a sign. Not that we are disqualified. They're simply a sign that we have a need to go deeper with Christ in our walk. Did you hear that? Mistakes, missteps, miscalculations that lead to sin are often a sign. It's often a symptom that we have a heart problem. They're a sign that it's time for us to make a decision to go deeper with Jesus Christ. Now, I'm talking to Christ followers this morning. I'm talking to Christ followers today who have been sapped of their confidence and they can't figure out why. They've been sapped of their resiliency, of their ability to bounce back. Maybe it's because we've been tolerating sin in our lives. Maybe it's because even though we know Jesus as our Savior, we've allowed sin to re-infiltrate areas of our heart. It didn't start that way. At one point in the past, the relationship with Jesus was burning hot. The hunger for the word of God was fierce. We couldn't get enough of it. Our prayer life was vibrant. We really felt fed when we prayed. We felt like we touched the throne of grace. And the spiritual growth was abundant. But somewhere, at some point along the way on our walk with Jesus, small compromises accumulated and turned into half-heartedness, which at the end of the day has led to a low level of confidence, and the warning lights are going off on your dashboard spiritually in your life. Now, the pandemic over the past 10 months has totally interfered with the routines that were keeping you in step with the Lord. The pandemic has upended our rituals and our routines in terms of our faith walk. Maybe your daily routine has gotten upended and you're not doing your daily devotions and prayer time with the Lord as often as you did. Maybe the hunger for the word has waned as the worries of the world have instead filled your heart and soul. Our prayer life barely flickers as the winds of adversity threaten to snuff it out. And our spiritual growth starts turning into spiritual contraction because somewhere along the way, Our routines that have kept us in step with the Lord have knocked us off course. And in turn, we have low confidence, flagging endurance, flickering perseverance, all putting us at risk of not being able to bounce back when further setbacks come up in our path. And it really brings us to a critical decision point, I think, in our journey with Jesus, even right now today. I think that some of these things right now in this time that cause us to lose focus on Christ and maybe have caused us to miscalculate or make mistakes or step into sin or tolerate sin, it's time for us to kind of refocus. It's time for us to go all in with Christ or potentially slide into fully rejecting him in our lives. Is the Lord speaking to you this morning? Mistakes, missteps, miscalculations that lead to sin, they aren't necessarily a sign that you're out for good, but they should serve to us, church, as a wake-up call. It's time to get serious again. It's time to get serious again about our relationship with God. It's time to say no to half-heartedness. It's time to go all in again with Jesus. When we throw our whole heart into our relationship with Christ, when we surrender our full self to Jesus, that is when we can gain real, lasting confidence. Did you hear that? It may have gone right past you. When we go all in with Christ, that is when we are going to start gaining a real sense of confidence. That is when we are going to begin to gain a real lasting ability to bounce back no matter what life throws at us. That's when we begin to gain a real and lasting ability to rejoice in the midst of suffering. Because when we are fully all in with Christ, there's really nothing that can shake our confidence when we know that we are all right with God and God is all right with us. Not a pandemic, not a pink slip, not a diagnosis, not a political insurrection, not even the threat of death can shake our confidence because we know that everything is right with our Heavenly Father. Because when we are all in with Christ, we know our faith and our faithfulness will be richly rewarded in eternity. And that, friends, is what truly gives us the ability to bounce back when we are knocked down. That is what gives us the ability to stay the course over the long haul. That is what gives us the tenacity to hang in there through tough times. And that is what fills our gas tank with hope, a hope that never runs out. So let me ask you today, as we close things this morning, how would you rate your confidence level this morning? How would you rate your confidence level this morning? If we are only half-hearted in our commitment to Christ, we're never going to be able to experience the inner confidence that leads to resiliency, to be able to withstand the tough times, the crises, and the setbacks of life. If we're only living a half-hearted commitment to Christ coming into January 17th, 2021, I would almost guarantee, friends, that you are not living your best life today. Half-hearted, there's no way you can be living your best life. Church, as the Hebrew writers admonishes us this morning, don't throw away your confidence. It is time. It is time to say no to sin and to fully say yes to Jesus and to go deeper with Jesus. Those mistakes, those missteps, those miscalculations do not have to be a death sentence. God wants to use them this morning as a wake-up call. The bell is ringing. It's time to move into a deeper commitment, a deeper relationship with Jesus. Look around in your life. Don't throw away your opportunity to gain back your confidence and to bounce back. Why? Because it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. It is a new year. You have a new opportunity to be able to bounce back in confidence by going deeper with Jesus Christ. And I know it's hard. It's tough. Some of you have an empty gas tank today. Your confidence level is on low today. And when the onion layers are peeled back in your life, I think that that gas tank is empty because, in some instances, sin has been allowed to re-infiltrate, to creep back in to our hearts. It may not be obvious. No one else may see it. It may be an attitude of pride. It may be an attitude of judgment. It may be an attitude of vanity or apathy or greed or lust. Any number of things. It's time to draw the line. It's time to draw near to God. It's time to go deeper this morning. The best way that I can help you understand this morning, you're not going to be able to bounce back if you have the weight of sin pulling you down in your lives. It makes me think of when I was a young child. I lived by the Miami River and went fishing quite a bit. And it makes me think of the simple image of a fishing bobber, a bobber on the water. A fishing bobber is buoyant. You can see it here on the screen floating. It floats on the water surface. But when a fish hits that bait on the hook, that bobber is pulled under the water. Now, I haven't been fishing for years, but on almost any fishing trip, I was likely to find some unfortunate bobber that was lying on the shoreline that had been pulled under by the weight of a fish or a snag or something else. Ultimately, the line was cut by whoever was fishing, and that bobber was left to the currents of the water, and it wound washed up on the shoreline somewhere. Friends, are you snagged by sin right now in your lives? Are you being pulled under by the weight of temptation? God's greatest desire, I want you to hear this today, God's greatest desire is to reel us back in. Jesus is a fisher of men and women and children. And the last thing that God wants to do is cut you and I off and leave us disconnected and washed up for eternity. Stop deliberately tolerating sin in our lives. Regain your spiritual footing and you'll be able to bounce back with confidence. Now this morning, I've got a little homework assignment for you this week. This week, I want you to read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5 every day. Simple. It's 5 verses. Anybody can do it. Parents, do it with your kids. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. I want you to read it every day. The other thing that I want you to do this week is I want you to be reflecting. Lord, help me to come to grips with any sin or snags that may be sapping me of my confidence. And show me where I need to go deeper with you. Help me to come to grips with any sin or snags that may be sapping me of my confidence and show me where I need to go deeper with you. I want you to reflect on that during your prayer time this week. We'll throw this assignment out on the Maplewood NAS page also. But friends, if we want to be confident, if we want to live in confidence, we have to make sure that we are not allowing sin or sinful attitudes to re-infiltrate our hearts. May it be a wake-up call when those things happen that we need to go deeper with the Lord. Let's pray together this morning. Father, we come to you, Lord, repentant. We do not want to trade a cup of soup for our eternal promise. Father, I pray that you would forgive us for tolerating sin, for being apathetic, or allowing our lives to be guided by some worldly temptation. Father, as we evaluate our hearts and as we evaluate our intent, Lord, we love you. Our desire is to walk with Christ and to grow in his likeness. Lord, forgive us of any shortcomings. May the blood of Jesus cover us, but may we be encouraged this morning to get up and to press on with you rather than to sink down and slink down into defeat. Lord, we mess up. We need course corrections in our lives. We are human, and we are thankful that the blood of Jesus Christ covers our sins. Lord, you know our hearts. You know that we love you. I pray, Father, this morning that if we do have anything in our hearts that is causing us to be tugged back into this world, Lord, that you would help us to see it as a sign that we need to go deeper, that we need to fully surrender our hearts and our minds to you so that your Holy Spirit can fill us and sanctify us and turn us into the people that you intended us to be. Lord, it is our humble prayer today. Fill us with your Spirit, and may everything that comes out of us be of your Spirit. Transform our spiritual DNA. Make in us, Lord, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in each and every one of us. That is our prayer. That is our desire, Lord, so that we can have confidence and have the ability to bounce back. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.